Enhanced security for Sunday services. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. High-profile churches across the country are bracing for possible protests on Mother's Day. Abortion activists have been mobilizing ever since a draft opinion leaked out of the Supreme Court. The draft overturns Roe v. Wade.
In Washington, concerns are so high that a non-scalable 8-foot-high fence has been installed just outside the high court, a move that comes as a liberal activist group calls for the fight to be taken directly to the residences of the court's conservative justices, even going so far as to post online maps and directions to their homes.
Fox's Kevin Cork. It's been more than a week since an Alabama corrections officer and an inmate disappeared. Authorities have found a vehicle they believe the couple was traveling in.
This SUV was found ditched in Williamson County, Tennessee, in the immediate hours following the escape. That's not far from where this jailbreak happened. The Lauderdale County Sheriff's Office in Alabama say it has now been linked to the couple. Inmate Casey White and Assistant Director of Corrections Vicky White, they're not related, but officials said yesterday that it did appear to be some kind of jailhouse romance.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Police are urging corrections officer Vicky White to turn herself in. They believe her safety could be in jeopardy. A mysterious illness afflicting children is raising alarm bells around the world. Doctors were advised to be on the lookout for cases of severe hepatitis.
The illness is characterized by inflammation in the liver. So far, more than 100 cases have been found in 25 states, including Alabama, California, Florida, and New York.
Fox's Laura Ingle. The illness has been linked to 5 deaths in the U.S. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie, formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services, marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you. It's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area, so you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com, or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
Prison time for another Capitol rioter. This one is the son of a New York judge.
Federal Judge James Boasberg sentenced Aaron Mostofsky to 8 months in prison. Pictures show him inside the Capitol building on January 6th, wearing an outfit he said was a caveman costume. He also stole a police bulletproof vest and was wearing it on top of his costume. Mostofsky even granted a New York Post reporter an interview while inside the Capitol and said he believed the election was stolen from former President Trump. Boasberg said that interview showed Mostofsky thought he was justified in his actions. Mostofsky told the judge he was ashamed he contributed to the chaos that day and that he felt bad for the officers in particular. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A grand jury in Texas has handed down indictments against 3 police officers accused of using excessive force during violent protests in Dallas that erupted after the death of George Floyd. The officers were indicted for aggravated assault. Police say officers were pelted with rocks, bricks, and frozen water bottles during the demonstrations. It's just a matter of time before a public health order put in place during the COVID-19 pandemic is lifted at our southern border, and that could mean an explosion of migrants.
A show of force from authorities on both sides of the Rio Grande in Laredo. National Guard soldiers, Texas Department of Public Safety troopers, and Mexican police all holding joint drills as Title 42 is set to expire. Just 1 mile south, a group of 1,500 to 3,000 Haitian migrants are waiting to cross.
Fox's Nate Foy. The COVID-19 state of emergency in Nevada will expire later this month. Democratic Governor Steve Sisolak said the state of emergency in effect since March of 2020 prevented Nevada's healthcare system from becoming overwhelmed. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.